Is your kid's babysitter doing a hair colorization podcast? Or does your Uncle Fred's barber do an all things razor podcast? Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to inform you that there is a place that can help these and other podcasts not only get all the things a podcast host needs, but actually help them make money doing them. This service is called New Radio Net at newradionet.com. Don't let these great podcasts go hungry. Let them know about newradionet.com. today.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar, this is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
All right, football season is officially really, we're into the thick of it now. It's the thing. Second week of football season has come and gone. Joe Burrow has already gotten hurt. That's the usual. Joe Burrow and Christian McCaffrey both hurt. So business as usual with the NFL season. But I know that your husband, Lindsay, is a Chicago Bulls fan. I mean, a Chicago Bears fan.
And right? Bulls, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? And Bulls, but yeah.
Yeah, but Bears. I'm talking about football. We're talking about football now. I made a mistake, said Bulls. I'm talking about football. Yeah. Because basketball doesn't count for anything. Nobody likes basketball anymore at all. But he's a jersey wearer. He's all into it, right? Does he wear the jersey and the whole thing? Okay. Have you ever been to a game at Chicago's Soldier Field?
Yes.
In the cold?
In the cold.
You were in the cold. It was freezing. Okay.
Freezing.
Now, if y'all were dating and he took you to a really cold Chicago Bears football game, and he got so into it that he ripped his shirt off. His jersey was off. He's standing there shirtless, flexing and going nuts. Mm-hmm. Would that have changed the way you thought of him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think we would have been. We wouldn't have gotten married.
All right. Okay. What if he would have shown up to pick you up for a date and he had his face painted like the Chicago Bears? Would that have bothered you?
Most likely, not as bad as ripping the shirt off, but mm-hmm. it's up there.
Okay. So when you met him and started dating him, you were still, with us when you and Kyle first met. Uh-huh. If we found out that he took you to a game and took his shirt off at the game, how much crap do you think we would have talked about him? To you. Tim,
a lot. A lot. And you would have said, you can't be with this guy. And I'd be like, you know what? Y'all are right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, because what else could be said about it? Like, no, that's acceptable. That's okay. No, it's not.
Yeah. I don't think Lindsay would be into it because she's not a fan of like any kind of extreme obsessions. I think is what I've noticed about her. Like anybody that says they're like too into something, that really kind of gives her the ick, so to speak.
Well, and not only that, okay, taking off a shirt.
Hang on a second. Rob, can you please stop hitting your keyboard with a hammer?
I keep forgetting to mute. I'm so sorry.
It's like we've got a court stenographer in here.
I'm keeping very good notes.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Lindsay asked about it. She was like, what does that sound? She was like, are you typing? He was like, no.
Just like, well, the first time I wasn't. But this time
it sounded exactly like this. So yes, you were.
It sounds like your keyboard has its own dedicated microphone.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Okay. So what, Lindsay?
So taking off your shirt, okay, still unacceptable, but ripping off, like you're an animal at that point. Like it's not that I'm not super into things. I mean, I'm not, but that's.
Yeah.
That's no, I mean, not really. When you say ripping it off, I mean, just tearing it off and throwing it down in the seat and just like, you know, like okay, that, well, not just the easy, like pulling it off so you don't mess your hair up and then folding it and lying down. I don't mean tearing it. I just mean like ripping it off of yourself.
I pictured him like,
no, not like, oh,
not like, okay. Cause that's an animal right there. But
I mean, the sheer fact of going to any type of public event that's not, you know, some sort of a swimming activity where you're in the pool or the beach or whatnot, and being shirtless in public would have brought all kinds of ridicule from the people at work onto your new boyfriend. We would have been just, I mean, roasting that.
Yeah. You would have been like, this isn't you, Lynn. This isn't you. It's not who you like. You're our people. He's not.
You're mistaken. This is not who you enjoy.
Yeah. You don't like him, right?
We would have had all kinds of nicknames for him too. Like, where's old shirtless Kyle? Oh, you and Kyle are going where? Oh, so y'all have this awards banquet. Is he going to wear a shirt?
Yeah. Does he have a shirt to wear? Can he keep his shirt on is the question.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Dangerous. Ooh. But, you know, there are some wild animals at those games. Games like that and like buffalo, they're really big into being animals.
Philadelphia is the worst as far as, you know, their fans' behavior. They're the worst.
It's crazy.
But you know, Carolina Panthers, they've always said it's too far the other way. And it stifled the big fun crowd when they have to be so, they used to call them the wine and cheese crowd. You know, you have to be so wine and cheese at Bank of America Stadium. You can't take your shirt off. You can't. I mean, they won't even let me take my shirt off, which in general is a pretty good rule. I think.
Yes, it is.
And I'd rather be classified as a wine and cheese person than a crazy person, you know.
Yeah.
Do they allow signs in the stadium? Can you make a sign and take it into Bank of America Stadium? I'm not sure if they're
against that. To be honest,
I think so. I don't know though.
I bet Rob's searching it right now because it's almost like we can hear him typing.
I was trying to do it real quiet and it didn't work out. I'm so sorry.
I don't, because the soccer games that are in the stadium, there's signs. I know that. I think you can take them in.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Going back to the hypothetical of the Chicago Bears game, would you think more or less of him, depending on how he did? So he takes his shirt completely off, and he's bare-chested. He's out there. He took his jersey off, and the whole game he's freezing, being that way. Or would you rather him take his jersey off and then underneath it have a shirt that had vulgarity on it about the other team, like F Green Bay or F the Packers.
This is tough. I would rather the vulgarity shirt, I think, just because shirtless at that point, I'm completely out. Now, the vulgarity, I don't like that, but it's at least a shirt.
Yeah, because one could look at it like clothing is the bare minimum of what separates us from the animal world.
Truly.
You know, and once that's gone,
it's over.
You're right. You're so right though. Like once that shirt comes off, you can see like their face changes. They're like in a different zone and it is very animalistic.
Yeah. Especially if it's freezing.
I don't like it.
They're screaming. I wouldn't even it's like a battle cry.
If it was 98 degrees, I wouldn't like it. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter the scenario. It's like not wearing your shoes somewhere, you know? I don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you that. Would you rather Kyle walk into a store, like let's say Target, and he's not wearing, if nobody noticed, he goes into Target. Would it be more embarrassing for you if he got asked to leave because he wasn't wearing a shirt or because he wasn't wearing shoes?
Great question. It would be worse with the shirt just because that's immediately what you see. I would hope that some people wouldn't notice his feet.
Okay. So, yeah.
Even though that's nasty.
Out of Target for not wearing a shirt is more embarrassing than not wearing shoes. Okay.
I would say. Like, I just forgot my shoes at home. I don't know, but the shirt, it's like you didn't just forget that, you know?
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All of the important questions get answered here.
Yeah. It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
Is your kid's babysitter doing a hair colorization podcast? Or does your Uncle Fred's barber do an all things razor podcast? Hi, I'm TJ and I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to inform you that there is a place that can help these and other podcasts not only get all the things a podcast host needs, but actually help them make money doing them. This service is called New Radio Net at newradionet.com. Don't let these great podcasts go hungry. Let them know about newradionet.com. Today.